Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Ever.
With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Greg James for Comic Relief.
All right.
Hour 9.
Hang on,
we had ten before.
Sorry,
going backwards.
Tower 10, press the wrong one. We're 9.5 hours in, which means Greg is finished.
Well, I'm leaving you now,
but he can't go yet.
Well, I don't think he's going to get naked today, but we are going to be on again tomorrow, and we're on till May, so there's a chance that we could do nakedness tomorrow.
Can you imagine what this is going to be like tomorrow?
Horrendous.
Yeah,
show horrendous.
So Scott's going to come in now. Oh, here he is.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
hello.
Scott.
Hi, everyone. It's very. It's good in here. I thought you'd be more tired.
Desert tracker, you.
Does it smell in here?
No.
Does it not?
No.
Good.
Oh, the girls are saying it does. Does it smell of boys?
Does it smell a bit boyish?
That's why we can't smell it.
It has been a boy show. Maidley and Scope and... Yeah, that's it.
Sarah.
Men.
So, Greg, have a nice night.
Thank you very much. I'll be watching
tonight,
and listening.
Have a nice night. And back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Right. Mm. Scott!
Let's do this.
Are you ready?
I'm excited. Yeah.
Do you know what? Scott and I have so much history. Our paths first didn't cross years ago when I filled in for him on a review show on cable television in Bristol.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah.
In a shopping centre.
He used to do it and was off on holiday and I filled in. And now we're finally working together.
Yeah. And we're not on Wire TV.
No.
I think the only time that Scott and I have worked together was when we did an interesting show live from Glastonbury. Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
Where neither of us were fully aware of what was going on.
Weren't we in the healing fields?
We were in the healing fields.
Nice.
Wearing hats made of coconut skin.
Sounds like you two needed some healing.
Yeah. It was fun, though, wasn't it?
It was fun, yeah.
All right, well, here we go.
In the haunted house.
Yeah. In for the next few hours with myself and Dave and Scott Mills and all the crazy antics from the Scott Mills 1FM show of fun. Greg, go home.
Thank you.
And if you just switched on, this is what you've missed so far.
Previously on BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Hiya.
All right.
How are you, Greg James?
I'm really good. Okay, so what we got coming up? We're going to do the total of what we've raised so far. If we've hit 86,000, Greg will take his shirt off live on the red button on the webcam for all the viewers, which is a treat, by the way, for man and woman. Please welcome Mr. Richard Maidley.
Hey!
How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right.
How many hours now? Seven?
7 hours, 46 minutes.
We did the first telethon, and we did 27 hours without even a sit-down. I'll tell you what, mate, at about 15 hours, you start getting a bit delusional.
Mm. So if it's 86,000, you take your shirt off on camera. If it's less than 86,000, you don't have to. Total fundraising amount for Radio 1 is now 86,890.
Oh, yay!
£890 over.
What a stroke of luck.
Let's see the goods.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, lady. Chase him.
Chase him.
Look at this. Where are we going?
Who knows?
Oh, I want to get my hands on him. Oh, there he is. Come here, you.
Radio 1's longest show ever for comic relief.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What hour is this?
Hour 10.
Yay!
Hi, Scott!
Hello.
You all right?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. You did get a nice bit of colour from that desert, didn't you?
You were that colour before you went, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but it wasn't real. It's real now.
I have a bit more colour today. I think I may have oversprayed.
Oh, really?
Did you burn yourself at all when you did the desert trek?
No.
Oh, that's all right.
No.
Tomorrow night is on the telly, isn't it?
Yeah, 9 o'clock, BBC One.
I've set my reminder.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where are we tomorrow night?
Here.
Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we?
Oh, God.
Oh. Not even joking.
Oh, that's depressing, isn't it?
Scott, he went at 8:15 this morning. Dave had a bit of a meltdown.
I
started
about
at 6:30 and less than 2 hours in, he went, I don't know if we can do this.
It was just the fact that I thought that I was the only one here who fully appreciated how mammoth this task is.
That's not to think about it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
I agree.
Now I'm agreeing with you.
How's your day been? What have you been up to?
I've been listening to you.
Right.
Watching you a bit on the red button.
Ah.
Watching you try to get Greg's clothes off.
Well, we did really well. But he does owe us a nakedness. He said if we hit £100,000, you'll go naked, won't you, Greg?
Yep.
But he didn't mean it, but he said it.
Right.
Did you see Cornish earlier on from Fern Show?
Where, it's all been going on.
Yeah, where we were kind of saying, oh, if we get this certain figure, will he take his top off? He's like, oh, please don't make me. Oh, I don't want to.
Do you want to see him take his shirt off?
Oh.
Greg, that is.
Greg?
Yeah. Do you want to see him take his shirt off? We made him take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Okay. If we roll it on, if you're watching on the red button or online, if you watch the screen, then we can roll it in the background at the moment. Here he is. Look. There he is. Look at that.
Wow.
What a fine figure of a man.
Mm.
He looks very embarrassed.
He's training to be front cover of Men's Health magazine.
Yeah.
He's got one hairier armpit than the other
really
we discovered.
Has,
his right one has got more hair than his left.
That's odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Ellie kind of got bored when she was doing one and went, I don't want to do the other
one.
Yeah,
can't be bothered.
Do you know what I mean? And then, there was us doing a Benny Hill.
A little dance.
Oh, watch me hit the camera.
Yeah,
highlight. I ran straight in the camera.
Have you been training today?
No.
No?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And maybe tonight.
You can train tonight?
Mm.
At the gym?
There's a boot camp thing on tonight, which I'm considering going.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, doing like an army boot camp?
Yeah, people just shout at you in the park.
Ooh. Well, people often shout at me in the park, but...
Yeah, but that's for different stuff, isn't it?
Until I got arrested. So what are we doing today, Scott?
Do you want to do stuff?
Whatever.
Yeah, we don't want to just talk.
Okay.
Hi, Becky.
Well...
Hello.
Paul O'Grady's going to come in soon.
Is he?
Oh, I love
Is he
Paul
really?
O'Grady.
Yeah.
After 4:30.
Oh, well, I've never met Paul.
He won't
Grady.
Come into our show.
It's too early for me.
Really?
It's too ruddy early. I'll come on if you're on another time. It's too early.
Yeah, it always says that every time I see him.
Oh, I would, but it's too early.
Well, that's great that Paul's coming in.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be about Paul. 4:40.
Wicked.
Also today, I've been doing my home and away game again, which basically involves me going to a very public place and singing the Home and Away theme tune
beautiful,
really loud.
Beautiful.
I like this. I've heard this.
Today was bad. A bad, bad
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah, the worst one yet. I know I always say that, but today was really awful.
Do you tell us where it is?
I will tell you nearer the time.
Okay,
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Security nearly were called.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And also we can do some innuendo bingo if you like.
Yes, I don't really deal in innuendo.
You don't?
It's not really my sort of thing.
I know.
But if you want to play, then...
Give it a try.
We'll try it, yeah.
Okay.
I'll have a crack at it.
Mm. Yeah. And we can do... This might be quite hard if you're tired, but we can do word dissociation as well, where you have to... It's like word association.
But the opposite.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few things to do.
I've got a few ideas. Me and Dave come up with a few ideas for today's show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping Lions, right? Me and Dave play Sleeping Lions, yep. And you're the judge.
Mm.
Right.
I've penciled that in from 4:30 to 6.
I've got a game called The Longest Blink
as
well, which I thought that maybe we could do running up towards 7 o'clock.
Snore or not snore, where you have to work out whether we're snoring or just faking the snore.
Okay.
I'd put that down for 45-minute duration.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, where are they? They're in the pub, and we go to a pub, and you have to guess which pub locally. Yeah. Are we in Hatton Stick? Are we in the Horse and Groom? Yeah.
It's easy.
Stag.
But we can't just be anywhere. It'll be within a half mile radius of the studio.
That wouldn't take that long to work out.
No, not really. Well, yeah.
But then you've got to come and find us and drag us back here. And if you do, you win a pen.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah? Do you like that?
I like it. We've got so much stuff to do.
Well, we've got enough time to do it.
Yeah.
You could stay here all night. You could sack off your training and just stay on with us.
Yeah.
We're on with the Jam Man, Mr.
Jam.
He's looking forward to it.
Mr. Jam.
Yeah.
So I'm with him later. All right, well, I'm looking forward to
this. It's going
to
be good.
Have we been on properly before? I've never really been on with you this time of day.
Not really. We did a bit of stuff at Live 8 together.
Right.
That was about it.
Yeah. But this is now all of us. Look
at us.
Beck is here.
One that doesn't speak.
Yeah, the one who doesn't speak. Who hopefully is going to change his name to the one who speaks loads, and so I don't have to.
He won't speak ever.
Really?
No.
Does he ever make a noise? Like if you tried to tickle him or...
You sometimes hear him laugh in the background.
Sometimes. I like the way you said sometimes, Becky.
He doesn't find everything funny.
Right.
Depending on the quality of that day's show.
If it's rubbish, he's just silent.
Does he stay off camera as well? Does he stay away from the cameras?
No, sometimes, he has been known to put
he
a bag on his head.
He tries to, because people say he looks like Sue Perkins.
He does look
like Sue Perkins.
Oh, no, he really does. Hey, that's a compliment, though.
She's a handsome very attractive lady.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we could take a break from the from raising money for Comic Relief to raise money for an iron for your shirt. Look at that.
It's supposed to look like that.
Well, it looks like I sat on it. All right, well, look, it's going to be a busy little show for the next couple of hours. It's going to be me and Dave.
Hello.
And Scott.
Hello.
And Becky. And the one who doesn't speak. And you, all the way through till 7 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Martin Solvig, Dave.
Hello.
Hello.
Bex in Leamington Spa says, haha, I did actually think, why is Sue Perkins in the studio?
Oh,
loving
yes.
the show. Thank you, Bex in Leamington Spa.
Oh,
hello.
Sue.
Mm. Where's Mel?
Oh. I love how you asked him when it doesn't speak a question and he just looks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's nice. But then people can see now. That's a good thing, isn't it? I want to play your home and away game.
Yeah, I miss.
Oh. What a great song.
You know we belong together, you and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
See how much more you know.
And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Such emotion.
I'm walking on air. Just to know, you are there.
You are
everybody. Hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day. Home and away.
Come on, one more time.
Let me be the one.
How do you know that bit?
The one you can rely on. Closer each day.
Becky?
Home and away.
It's everyone's favourite Australian song.
Right, so...
I didn't realise I knew all the words to that.
Yeah, that's quite scary.
See, you just do, but you don't realise.
No.
It's there.
It is there. It's there. Where is it, Scott?
It's there.
There.
Yeah. There.
So... What have you done?
Okay, right. So this started as my mate Chris, who saw this sketch on YouTube of a show called Man Stroke Woman. And on the sketch...
Let's play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who were the competitors.
Hello, Madonna.
In that?
That was always my favourite activity in swimming class.
Yeah. Anyway, on this show, one person started a sing-along on a bus of the Home and Away theme and everyone joined in. Chris didn't realise that they were actors and it was a sketch, it wasn't real.
Right.
So we tried to... you know, see if it works in real life.
Sure.
So we've been to a cafe, been on a bus, hairdressers, post office, not really with any luck. But people then ring into the show and they're on a bus in Exeter or somewhere. Everyone sings. So we're thinking maybe it's a London thing where people just don't sing. So today, me and Chris went to a very famous department store in London, which was very busy, and this is awful. You will cringe.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here we
so
go.
Here's the first bit where we're just getting ready.
Okay, we're in a very busy shop, and we're just going down the escalators, and then we're going to give it a go. Really busy. Busiest place we've been, by far.
Is this a very, very, very big department store?
Yes.
Mm. Do they sell electrical items?
No.
Right, okay. Just trying to work out.
I know where it is.
It's good for clothes and stuff.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Mostly clothes, I'd say.
Is it Mr. Byright?
And they have women's and men's sections in this shop.
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was very busy. It's always busy in there.
All right.
Because of its prime London location.
Mm.
That's the top location.
The top location. Yeah.
Wow. Is the Home and Away theme still going? What are they singing about now?
No, they're just
are they still just
everything.
Repeat to fade.
It's supposed to be the long version.
Home and Away with you we share.
All right, so you've gone down the escalators, and did you find your mark where you thought you'd be singing?
Well, there was a bit where we thought between the men's and the ladies, and we're like, okay, let's do it here because it was very busy.
Yeah.
There's a brutal security guard staring right at us already.
Where?
Over there by the door.
Oh no! Oh, it's really scary. Oh no!
So the security at every exit, they all have radios so they can speak to each other. So we positioned ourselves away enough from them, but also near enough to an exit. And here's what happened.
You know we belong together, you and I.
Can I ask a question? I don't know this guy, Chris. What's wrong with him?
What do you mean?
Well, by that clip, is he the full shilling?
Like,
you know we belong together.
But what I mean is, you don't receive a grant or anything in order to look after him.
No.
Do you have to look after him certain days of the week for a few hours?
Yes.
Do you get help from Comic Relief?
No.
Right.
Okay.
I can just imagine him. Does he stand fairly rigid when he's singing? Because he sounds like
he does. He does until the bit where it gets to "I'm walking on air," and then he'll go, "I'm walking on air."
Like that. Okay.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever.
Listen, gap.
No matter where you are,
I couldn't bring myself to sing.
You're my guiding star.
It's beautiful, Scott.
And from the very first moment I saw you,
people are starting to look now.
Never felt such emotion.
And now they really look.
But you're really giving it some. You're really giving it some.
Listen to the next bit.
I'm walking on air.
Oh God.
Just to know.
Just to know
that you're there. Everyone sing. Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever. Closer each day.
We're going to have to run.
Home and away go.
Home and away go.
Oh, what's going on?
Are they following us?
Oh.
Yeah, there's security.
Is that the security following us?
Yeah. Oh, no. So good. That
well, well done,
that
Scott.
Was good.
I really thought they might sing in there. There's loads of like young girls in there. I thought they might go for it.
Not interested?
No.
They didn't join in with the scary, weird man?
No.
Well, who'd have thought?
I know.
And his mate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, next time.
Are you going to do it again for tomorrow's show?
I can do if you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I know where. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, my God, this is going to be
What are you
amazing.
Doing tonight, Scott?
Tonight.
After the show?
The boot camp.
No, Army you're not anymore.
Like an army-style boot camp with big scary people to shout. Get them to join in. Perfect.
Perfect, yeah. Two worlds collide in many respects.
How do you like them apples?
I can try it, yeah.
Shut up there, Mills!
You know we belong together.
You horrible little man!
You were never forget.
Left, right, left, right.
Oh, that brilliant.
Come
great,
on, you
it?
Big miserable flaming galah. Join in. I like that.
I can try that.
Mm. Yeah. Do you like that idea? So is it just you and Chris go and do these things? Yeah. So the one who doesn't speak and Becky don't even bother up to date, they just got the pub or
they just sit in the office and edit the audio when you get back.
Kind of our job, really, yeah.
I'm walking on air.
Are you sure he doesn't get any money from this Comic Relief?
No.
We don't give him any? Maybe
no,
we should.
Just no special
to
help.
Know, right. Just to know that you're there. Everyone sing.
Oh,
hold me in your arms.
Lovely.
Don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day.
We're going to have to run.
Home and away go.
I think that's how it should.
Home and away go is brilliant.
Home and away go. We've got to run. Anyway, well done, Scott.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, so what we'll do, let's do some news, then play some songs, and we'll come back with more stuff. But I think definitely tonight you should go and do that.
Mm. It's a perfect place to do it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And as well, if you think about it, it kind of gets you out of the training, because as soon as you've sung Home and Away, you'll want to get out there as fast as you possibly
can. Run away.
And if we're still here and still in charge of our faculties tomorrow, then we'd obviously like to listen to that a lot.
No problem, I can do that for you.
All right,
anything to
you.
Keep you going.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Mainly dry tonight. Northern Scotland and Northern Ireland may get a few rainy patches, though.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Boom. Wet in those areas tomorrow as well, unfortunately. Oh. But it should clear as the day goes on and it will be dry in most other places. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
You can make London as rainy and cold and rubbish as you want, because me and Dave ain't leaving here.
It's irrelevant to us, Tulip, with all due respect.
It's going to be lovely in London tomorrow. Mm.
Listen, it could be a heatwave tonight with a free Jack Daniel's stall at the end of the road, but it would make no difference to us. Hang on, Scott, sit down. It's only a joke.
Well, it's Paddy's Day tomorrow as well, isn't it? Which we will miss out on.
Are you reading the news tomorrow, Tulip?
I am.
On Paddy's Day?
That'll be interesting.
With me, Dave and Scott?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, why don't we have a little drink to celebrate?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Scott?
Yeah?
St. Paddy's Day.
While on air, yes?
Yeah?
Well, we can't leave, can we?
No.
Are you sure that's advisable at that stage of the
I think by that
thing?
Point they'll be so delirious they probably won't notice if they have, like, a quick cough.
See? I like that. So what's your drink of choice, Tulip?
Oh, well, I'll be reading the news, so I've got to be careful.
No, you don't.
It needs to
have
be a
shot.
Small one. Yeah, I'll have a shot of Guinness.
Yeah, I'll have a small one, so I'll have a Jägerbomb, please.
Just a small one.
is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hi.
Hour 11.
Whoa! Yay!
10 hours we've been on the air doing this show.
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
And now we're with the warm bosom family that is Scott Mills and Becky and the one who doesn't speak. It's nice.
We've never been in this studio while you've been on.
A bit weird, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of nice because obviously we listen in the car and stuff, and now here we are.
I go and get food to cook with, like I don't drive out and get food like every day at 4:10. I go, food! And then suddenly just sit there and bolt upright. Food!
See, I'll listen when I go and pick Nicole up from nursery and stuff like that, and then here we are. Here we are now with you.
I listen when, if I drive to get food, where I live in one of those unfortunate places where if you go to the shops after like 4:15, 4:30.
Can't get parked.
No, you can't get back. Because every route to my house is like rush hour traffic route.
Oh, right.
So it doesn't matter, you know, if I go, I'm going to get stuck in traffic. Oh, well. And I'll go and get my food that I'm going to cook and I just sit stuck in traffic listening to you crazy kids.
Thanks.
Yeah. I flick between you and James Whale, I've got to be honest. But
it makes the traffic seem better.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No, genuinely.
That's very kind.
Yeah. And I think as well, if you don't mind me saying so, but as a friend and a colleague and a fellow professional, so much better since Chappa's left. It's just lifted.
You think?
You know, I've got to be I know you were thinking it.
It's a bit lighter, isn't it?
Oh, light and less grumpy.
Bless him.
Hello, Chappers.
He won't be listening.
He's sitting there counting his TV money going, yeah, laugh it up, radio boy. Yeah, keep going. What have you got coming up for us, Scott Mills?
Coming up,
yeah.
Our guest, Paul O'Grady.
Yay!
Paul O'Grady.
What time's Paul in?
Soon.
Great.
All right, so Paul O'Grady's coming up, and then maybe innuendo bingo.
Yeah, we'll do that a bit later.
And word disassociation, which I think would be very interesting today. Interesting tomorrow.
Yes.
But it'd be nice to play today. And
we should definitely
compare.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, anything that involves mental power tomorrow, I think would be interesting.
People are expecting us to be so out of our minds, Scott, that this morning, Allard, on our show, came up with a quiz. It was 5 questions. Leo, a man has to cross a river with these 3 things.
Oh,
and
I hate
to do
those.
All that. And clever little questions. There were 6 cups on a table, blah, blah, blah. But he's going to ask the same... We did questions and answers today. He's going to ask the same questions again tomorrow. And if we're still on air Friday, he's going to ask the same questions again to see if we get any wrong, even though we know the answers.
And this is the benefit of short-term memory loss.
I think it's quite clever.
Yeah, you can actually play time and time again.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hey, we've got a guest, Scott.
Yes, we have.
Well, you've got a guest. We've all got a guest. Has he been on your show before?
No, never.
Oh, this is a treat.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on the red button, you'll see him live. So let's walk in the one and only Mr. Paul O'Grady.
Hello,
how
are you? All right, good to see you. Well done on that documentary. It was fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Hello,
Paul.
How are you doing?
I am great.
I brought medication to
keep
you.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Paul. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Come and take a seat. Yeah, come and sit down. I'm standing.
Are you going to stand for
50 hours?
I like to stand. It's Paul O'Grady, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. Look, he looks like... In that coat, it looks like someone from the Gestapo.
You're the 4th person today who says that to me. This morning I had to do this. It's 50 years of the Avengers, so I did the Avengers launch, and I was dressed up as Steed.
Oh, nice.
No, I went home and got changed. I was getting funny looks. Me in a bowler hat. I can't tell you what I look like.
Well, just a bowler hat is one of my fantasies.
That's all I had on. Bowler hat and suspenders.
Welcome to Radio 1, Paul O'Grady.
Thank you. Yes, I've never been here before.
We've always wanted to get you on the show, but obviously we're normally on too early, so...
You won't want me in the morning. Yeah, it'd be like having a rattlesnake in the studio. I'd make him look like Snow White because I'd kick off big style.
What time do you get up, Paul, normally?
I don't do mornings, Scott, now.
So
no,
midday.
I decided to avoid them. You know, and I get off at these sitcoms and the first thing I say is, what time do we start? And they go, about 5. I say, stick it, I'm sorry. I didn't go into showbiz to get up at 5 o'clock. I'm a nightclub act, an old club act. An old habits die hard. I start work at 2 a.m.
Oh, I love that. So if we're going to write a sitcom, me and Scott, and we want you to star in it,
we have to film.
Call time, 4 p.m,
yeah.
Finished by 7.
Fabulous.
There you go. Well,
let's do that.
7 the following morning, I could do. I can go all night. If you pardon me, no, but you know, no, I can, but I can't go all day. But I'm good of a night. So when do you finish this?
Well, who knows? Ideally, if we're going to 37 hours is Radio 1's longest show.
That was Simon Mayo, wasn't
it? Correct. Yeah. And then the Guinness World Record people have said that if we... There's a joint team radio show, which is 50 hours. So if we go anything over 50 hours, then we break that Guinness World Record.
You're not going to sit down?
I am going to sit down at some point.
You've been going, aren't you worried at like 4 in the morning you might let something slip with exhaustion?
Do you know what? I think it might even be before then. I think it could be at some point tonight when we've just been sat in this box all day.
Well, you'll forget you're on the radio.
I'm
not do it on my show? Thanks.
What? Okay, but really? I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
How you feeling? Oh, I know what I'd say. Yeah. You'd ask me how you feeling now and I'd come out with it. I'd forget.
Some people may not know, but the character... Lily Savage, God bless her.
Oh, she's still going.
The similarities between Paul and Lily.
There's no similarities.
Oh, please. The mouth on you when this you were doing blankety blank last week with David Walliams. Oh. The mouth on you.
I tell you what, it was like they'd resurrected a war crime. And I was doing it and I was saying to myself, actually, this used to be primetime telly. Times have changed.
Let me just tell you, this is for David Walliams' 24-hour panel, people. You didn't see it, did you, Scott?
I saw some of it, yeah. Right. But you did blankety blank.
Yeah.
Blankety blank. Paul O'Grady hosted it. It was so apparent watching it that you didn't want to be there. That you hate the show.
Hate the show.
Yeah. And let me tell you.
Hate it.
He was moaning that he'd done 80 shows and he still couldn't remember the rules. He didn't care. He said, if anybody from the BBC is thinking, going, this is a good idea, let's bring it back. Don't. I'm not interested.
Yeah. He said it was one of the funniest things.
You were on
fire. I got there and I said,
fire.
Can we have a little rehearsal now? They said, but you know this. I said, don't. I said, I didn't know the rules then. They used to hold idiot boards up. Yeah. And he said, well, why didn't I? I said, because I hate games. I hate game shows. I go to somebody's house, they bring Monopoly out, so I want to strangle them. And Trivial, all that rubbish. Yeah. I don't mind a good card game for money.
Let me tell you, you were amazing.
Of course I was shocked.
I sat and watched in awe and laughed for an hour, however long it was. You were amazing.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because when I first did it, I enjoyed the first two series.
Right. Did you do them all as Lily?
All as Lily,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm in all that gear. Imagine two shows a day. They used to film two shows a day. And you're up and downstairs. And I used to say, as the old working girl said, it's not the work that's killing me, it's the stairs.
That's right.
Because I'll be up and down these stairs and fill in the blanks. And some of the contestants talk about thick. I used to want to get them by the back of the head and bang their head on the desk and say, it's staring at you in the face, you moron. And they'd say, you take your time. I've got a corset on here. My kidney's moved. It's now behind my shoulder. My left leg is swollen to twice its size and I can't feel my foot. This eye's closing with eyelash glue. You just sit there and deliberate. You take your time. You don't realise what danger you're in here. You know what I mean? It's like they had an anaconda behind them ready to snap.
Do you know what? I would have you back doing that tomorrow. Yeah. It was the funniest show.
No, honestly, I'm hopeless with game shows. Hopeless.
But I loved watching it. I loved watching you go, right, now, watch an answer now. What? What are you saying? We don't do the answer. What, he hasn't given me... I don't know how you do it!
I didn't.
You were getting more and more angry. I reckon, Scott, Paul has a very short fuse.
I do. Mm. I'm actually not as bad now.
Really?
No. I used to go... I was a bit Cruella de Vil. I go up like a rocket. And come down, but no hard feelings, you know what I mean? I could never hold a grudge, and I'd always, if I was out of order, I'd always apologise. But now, since the artist and they put me on beta blockers, I go, I'm like a Roman candle, and somebody's lit it, but it goes, fizzles out. Yeah. And well, what was all that about?
How is your health? How are you?
Fabulous. Yeah, I've been going to gym, would you believe?
No way.
I don't go to public gym.
Right, sure.
I ain't going in there, I'm muscle made, he's pumped up with steroids, all glaring at me like
Hello.
Olive oil. No. No, none of that. So I've got a little set, a few bits and pieces at home.
Nice.
And I, stand there.
Do you have a trainer?
I'm having none of that. I'm not having some nerve. The Incredible Hulk coming at 7 o'clock in the morning saying, just give me another 10 of them. Well, I'm 10.
I can't imagine you responding well to a personal trainer.
I wouldn't, no. I don't, I'm not amenable to discipline. Yeah.
Well, that's not what I've heard.
Yeah, that's another story.
So what do? You do weights and stuff like that?
I do weights. And I've got one of these power plates.
Oh, really?
Which is fabulous. Well,
those are vibrating things.
Well, when I first got on it, It took off. I was like a Dalek.
Yeah.
And because I hadn't bent my knees, every filling in my head was rattling. Yeah. And my glasses were doing this on my head. And,
also and then makes I went your nose itch.
Yes, it does. You're right. And then I went on a thing on the internet to see what the exercises were.
Right.
And the brilliance.
Really? Absolute,
yeah. I couldn't recommend them anymore.
I used to go to a gym and the changing rooms were downstairs and you knew if somebody was on the power play upstairs.
Because of the noise.
It would shake.
Yeah.
And they would go, you should go on that. I'm like, and I'm looking at the lockers going...
It's actually a really weird feeling.
I just take all my ornaments down.
Yeah, yeah,
because you get on it, you know, they'll be... Honestly.
How did they work? Do you just stand on it? Or do you have to do...
No, you stand on it and you bend it. You can do press-ups on it and all sorts. And you can do your calf muscles, your thigh, your glutes, as they say in the business.
Hello, Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've got one of these belts that you put around your waist because I ain't doing sit-ups and it's electric. So I'll be on the phone and I'll go...
Because the pulses.
Yeah. And I'm on the phone and I'm saying, yeah, I'm just... I'm just having a... And they go, what, you're on the toilet? No, I've got me. I've got 50,000 volts running through me. I'm in agony here. But they're good as well. I recommend them too. I don't see why you should have to kill yourself in gyms. I don't believe in it.
No, not at all. I love it. I absolutely love it. I could just see you with one of them belts on. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going, you. And I ring Stiller up and she's got one and we're both on the belts.
No,
and we go, yeah, how are you doing?
It's just even time it so that you're both in pain at the same time.
We're slightly out of sync. But it is a bit like torturous and you get a tingling on your side, on your love handles.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there'll be a hell of a tingle on my love handles. All right, well, look, you're going to hang around for a bit?
I will do if you like, yeah.
Paul O'Grady is here, ladies and gentlemen. Podcast. Paul's just telling us happy stories in the studio. He's cheering us all up.
Funny stories about pets.
And I'll tell you someone else I don't like.
Oh, we should do that later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People you don't like.
The thing with Paul is...
Oh, you're joking. I'll be here for 5 hours.
I reckon...
Hit list.
I reckon there's very little filter there.
Do you know who I'm completely on?
Oh, no, save it.
Stewie from Family Guy. That's my child, Stewie.
Cool. All right, well, listen, more from Paul O'Grady. Thank you for coming in, Paul. First time ever at Radio 1 for Paul O'Grady. And the last time he'll ever be on a show with us, because he never gets up in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't do mornings!
I'm loud. I'll do it, you know, I will. But
yeah, sure.
But you'll hate us forever.
I go home and stick pins in dolls.
We got a message from Paul. Somebody went up to him and said, do you have a message from Chris Morrison? It was pretty much, I would come on, but it's too early. I can't get up. And even when he'd finished, they kept recording, he wanted to, honestly, I can't. I am not a morning person.
I panic.
He just walks away.
I panic. If somebody mentions early mornings, I'll go, no. What time, you know, like a flight, what time's the flight? 5:15. Oh, I'm not going.
What are you doing tonight? Do you have plans tonight?
No, I'm free and easy.
I've heard you're one or the other. You're not free.
The thing is, Chris, all the decent places I used to go to, they've all closed. Oh. I remember when I was waiting in the clubs, there were all these fabulous little clubs that you went to after. Still Jerry's in Dean Street, which is wonderful.
Right.
It's got a very late licence. Right. I mean, I used to take dark glasses out knowing that it'd be daylight when I surfaced. Seriously. So I'd be going around in the morning, you know, the glasses on, trying to get a cab. And I'd rehearse it so it didn't come out. So, you know,
I
had a few, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go, Sam. In the end, I'd just show them the tag around my neck. And they'd take me home.
I was saying to Paul, just during the last couple of songs, I'd love to go drinking.
Wouldn't it be fun?
And even Scott said he'll come out of drinking retirement.
I would love it.
Well, why don't we then go out?
Oh,
we should have done that for Comic Relief, a drink-a-thon.
Oh, my God!
Because wasn't Gino De Campo the
morning... We'll save Africa single-handedly.
You're telling me.
Gino was
and I've got a couple of friends to save a few more continents as well if we brought them with us. Sorry,
Gino. That's right. Gino was talking about Wine Aid this morning, wasn't he?
Wine Relief,
that was it. So we should hook up with him.
I'll do Cider Relief.
who do you know that we would know that is a good likes a good drink with you? Babs? Does Babs drink much?
No, Barbara Windsor doesn't touch
it.
Scylla likes a bevy.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I have an image of Scylla. I've met her a few times. I don't know her well at all, but every time I met, she's been lovely.
Oh, she is. She's sweet ass.
I would imagine after a few drinks, she turns into a real-life Lily Savage.
No, she doesn't. She's funny, Scylla, though.
And I'll tell you someone else!
No, not far from
really?
It.
Really?
You'd never know Scylla'd ever had a drink.
Oh.
Never in a million years.
The opposite of you, then, Scott.
Yeah, no. Apart from when we find ourselves on a bus in Victoria Street.
because we can't get a cab.
I did a TV show with her once, and there was champagne on ice all the way through it.
Yeah, sell her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like bubbly. That's the thing.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
To make you a bit windy.
It gives me indigestion,
Yeah, me too.
And all of a sudden, if I've been drinking it, I go, I've got to go and sit down.
It doesn't do anything for me, actually, either.
Or wine. I don't like wine.
Do you not?
No, quite sort of
easy. What do you drink, Paul?
Cider.
Cider!
And whiskey.
Oh, my God.
Not together.
Can I tell you what? Going out with drinking with Paul's like going out drinking with a 15-year-old from Leeds at the bar.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Chris, I've got a bottle of cider.
Got a bottle of warm cider here, Chris. Come down to our house and sit in the bedroom, listen to me records.
Oh, I tell you, it'd be a dream
come
true.
We used to do that, and then we'd eat cheese butties to take the smell off our breath, and my mother wouldn't notice as we crept down the stairs. You've been on the cider.
Do you remember that time when we went drinking with Richard Bacon? We told this story a few times, and Richard Bacon, his girlfriend at the time, didn't like him drinking.
Yeah.
So he'd come out drinking with us, he'd have a few, and then we'd be like, Richard, you're a bit jarred. What are you going to... She's going to know you're drinking. It's all right. I'm going to tell her I had, like, a liqueur dessert and that's an alcohol in it. You get like that? You're falling all over the place.
He used to eat Polo mints on the way home so that she wouldn't smell it on his breath, yet he couldn't walk in a straight line.
I had the tiramisu.
Yeah. How many pints of Polos did you have, you idiot?
He's doing a slalom down the pavement, but he's got very minty breath.
Is it ricocheting down the road? Yeah. Just
bouncing off walls.
Touching the gatepost on both sides of the street as he goes down. Well, what have you got coming up? What's new?
I'm back on telly in April.
On the ITV show?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Do you enjoy that?
I do, yeah.
It's a great show.
It's once a week.
Yeah.
So, so after like the 5 a week... It's a bit of a show. I don't feel I've done anything, you know, because I'm so used to doing the 5.
Yeah.
That you do the one and you go, well, go on then. We'll be doing another one now. Mm. No, that's it for the week.
I genuinely think that you have no idea how good you are on television.
Oh,
I'm telling you. I did the first time I ever went on Paul O'Grady's show, the Channel 4 show, and he's got no talk back in his ear. There's no one telling him anything.
None of that.
And they go,
Bert, haven't you?
Yeah. Bert, God love him. And we're doing the show and the adverts are on or whatever, and he goes... He leans over, he's talking to me. What are you doing? You're going on holiday. Nice, I'm going there. And like that. In 5 seconds, four, he goes, although I don't like, the service at that hotel is a bit too... Dun, 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 dun. I said to him, I said, are you charging me that for the drink? He can shove it right up here. Welcome back, folks. Welcome. And it's your timing. And I'm like, oh my God, we're on.
We're on, yeah.
And you do it so effortlessly.
I never had an earpiece once. I did this morning for them one morning. And they said, no, you must wear an earpiece. You must wear an earpiece. And I was talking to somebody, you hear this voice in your ear go, ask them about so-and-so. And I'd say, OK. Yeah,
it's really strange.
I felt like Doris Stokes. Your voice is in my ear. I couldn't handle it. And I said, I cannot bear this. I'm sorry. Forget it. And also, they sort of rein you in, I think, when they do that.
Oh, I imagine they rein you in.
They try. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for coming in to
see
us. It's
a pleasure. And listen, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I might pop in about 3 a.m.
Listen, well, we're here.
Do you know what the Benji B show? Seriously, any time in the next, day and a half or
something. Well, I'll roll up with a couple of kebabs.
Yeah, pop in.
A case and some very dicey company.
Hey, Scott, shall I ask while I'm here?
Go on.
I want to ask for Paul's number. I don't have his number. Do you think if I asked...
It's in a lot of phone boxes in the West End.
Oh, no, stop.
It is.
I don't know. Well, you've kind of put it out there now, haven't you? So you might as well go for it.
Now it puts him in the position of going, you can have my number. And if he doesn't want it, he'll just stay quiet.
And the thing is, there are cameras on, so if he doesn't give your
number... He's staying quiet.
Yeah. I can write it down for you.
Well, hang on. Be careful, because his cameras might get it.
Don't stop him! This is my ticket to oblivious drinking, this!
I know, but he's going to do a Paddy Kilty on the One Show, and
did he give his mobile number?
No, he gave away Christine Blakely's mobile
didn't.
Number. Yeah,
did
he's proven that he had it, and he went like that, and they got a shot of it.
And did people ring him Christine up?
Yeah, she got about 1,000 text messages in
Lord.
5 minutes.
Because I was listening there, and he knew about, I've had stalkers.
Oh, really?
I had a fella once.
Well, I'm sorry, that was me.
And was that you?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, because I gave him a mouthful, and I had a woman. And this was down in the country, and she'd turn up in the fields, you know, like the woman in black. And I'd be in the kitchen, quite happy, and I'd look out the window, and she'd be there, and it freaked me out.
Oh.
I don't know what to do with
Becky,
it.
Becky, how many times have we told you? Just, you know.
But she had a headscarf and a mac and a handbag, and she'd stand. I know she used to look like she should be at a bus queue, you know what I mean? Not in my field.
Maybe she was just lost.
No, she wasn't.
Leave me alone, Trent. I'm only after the number 36.
No, one of my sheep went for her, and she had the nerve to knock on the door and complain. I said, I had a sheep called Christine who thought
thought she was a ram, seriously. And she'd lie in wait for, she was smart, this sheep, and she'd charge her. She loved not, and she made her Dave, she headbutted her. And I saw this woman, I thought, Christine's going to have it. And sure enough, here's Christine thundering up the field. And I thought, she's going to get it this one.
Beware of the sheep.
Some people get Rottweilers, he's got a sheep.
Kill a sheep. I had to kill a cow and all, dot.
Is this a cow that used to just walk into your kitchen?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She went because she got a bit frisky.
Right.
And I was filling the trough with water one day. And she, next thing, she's on me back and I'm on the wall.
You don't want that.
And when I came in and I said to the guy who works for me, he said, you never guess what Dot's just done. He said, well, you've still got it. Chris, I was black and blue, seriously. And I thought, no, she's going to kill a walker or a hiker. She'll have to go. So she went to a farmer down the road.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, she's still alive.
We've all had trouble with some of them frisky cows. Have you ever been in Leeds on a Saturday night?
What, Coal Lane? That's very posh now, Coal Lane.
They've done it up.
Nice.
From my days at the Penny.
Yeah, the Penny's still there.
The Penny's always be there, Chris. The bomb will go off and the penny will be standing.
I'm telling you. Paul O'Grady, so your show's back in April and hopefully we're going to go for a night out. Me and Scott and Dave.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Tell you what, we're raising a fortune for Comet Relief that night.
Yeah. Tell us who you were out drinking with recently. This is a brilliant combo of people.
Who was I out with you?
Rita Fairclough.
Oh, we did the show and we had Rita, we had Barbara Knox on, who plays Reese and Corrie and McFly. we were in the green room till... Oh, God. four or five in the morning. It was the best night I've ever had.
That's your fancy evening, isn't it, really?
And to see McFly with Barbara, you know, they all got on so well.
McFly and Rita together.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was a great night. What a lovely lady.
Right, well, that's it. Well, we'll go out with you, me, Scott, Dave, Rick Astley, and somebody from Emmerdale.
And I'll bring Barbara up and I'll get her down.
Yeah. She can drive us.
In the minivan.
Perfect. Paul, thanks for coming in to see us.
You're welcome, Chris. Listen, good luck. Yeah, and well done for doing this.
Paul O'Grady on Radio 1 Live.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
That's the Wombats and Auntie D on Radio 1, which is weird because I have an Auntie D.
Yeah, you do.
And I saw her on Friday night.
How is she, all right?
She's very, very well.
Did
she's
I sit
good.
Next to your Auntie D at your Kieran's wedding?
Dolores?
Yeah, I think I might
have done. Don't call me Dolores, it's Auntie D. She's very posh.
Say hi.
I will do. From Scott. Mm. She'll go, oh, I love Scott.
Is she posh?
Pretend she is. Mm. Sorry, Auntie D. I don't know who you think you are. I know where you grew up. Notice I'm turning to Paul O'Grady.
Right.
I don't know where... Hey, I went back to the house where you grew up. House! It was more like a bucket. So, anyway. Right. We've been on the air for 10 hours and 54 minutes. And thank you for all your texts and everything. If you're watching on the red button, by the way, text in and say hello, and maybe we'll say hello to you. If you're sitting at home on the sofa, or maybe you're at work, or wherever you are, if you're watching the show, then send us a little text, 8999, saying, I'm watching, give us your name, and we might say hello to you, which is nice.
If you want to see the photographs, by the way, of the entire day, which is what I'm doing now, just to sort of remember who's been on so far, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, there's all the videos and all the photographs. It's quite interesting, actually.
Gina De Campo is in this morning with us. The Wanted were in with Fern. Richard Madeley came in to see Greg. And then Philip Schofield was driving by and literally came to see us, which is nice. Paul O'Grady's just been in. It's brilliant.
Really good.
I'm having a right.
And have a look at the photos of Cornish from Fern's show this morning, getting his top off in the cafe over the road, which is very odd. Did you see this, Scott?
Yeah.
He's not entirely unwilling in the shirt taking off department.
Not backwards and coming forward. No, he's really not trampled by self-doubt when it comes to nudity.
Not at all. Please don't make me do it. Please don't let me do it.
He looks quite at home, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I want to play a game, Scott.
Okay, do you want to do word dissociation?
Yeah. Now, do I need to prepare for it? Do I need to psych myself up for it?
Not really.
Okay, all right.
Do you want Becky to play as well?
Yeah, well, should we play a song?
We'll do a song and we'll
play
it.
And then do a game.
Yeah,
so word dissociation is...
So, we each take it in turns to say a word, but your word isn't allowed to have any connection to the last one at all.
So the opposite of the game normally.
Yeah, so if you think someone else's word is somehow connected... Then you buzz in and explain why.
Have you come up with this idea?
It's the one that doesn't speak.
This has got Radio 4 written all over
it. No, it is. I think it is originally from Radio 4.
Oh, really?
Mm. Is it a reworking?
No, boo.
It's a reworking.
I was thinking format money, repeat fees.
Yeah. No, I think it's been done.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not claiming it's new.
Well, just change. Just put three judges on it and then you can sell it around the world.
Absolutely. That's good. Yeah. And if the judge is the one that doesn't speak, if he thinks you're right to buzz in, the person who said it gets a penalty point. Three penalty points and you're out. That's how we do it. And the winner's the last one standing.
Lovely.
All right, good. Scott, tell me about Wolfgang Dancing with the Devil.
Well, he's 24.
Yes.
And he is, his real name's Max.
Mm.
Debut album's coming out in the summer.
Oh, I like that.
And the album was, not many people know this, was recorded in a barn in New York.
Oh, I didn't know
they had barns in New York.
No, they do.
And the barn was in a forest full of bears. Now, I've been to
Manhattan. Drunk?
No.
Right.
This is true. It's true.
There's a barn full of bears in a forest in New York.
And yes. He recorded his album in there?
He did.
What's wrong with him?
I have no idea.
All right, should we play it?
Here's his song.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, Wolfgang there. Mm.
And that's what happens when you record your music in a forest full of bears.
In New York.
I could hear some bears and forest atmosphere in there.
I think it really added to it.
Yeah. Have you been a big fan of this Wolfgang for a while now?
No.
Or was it only since you read the notes on that piece
of
paper?
Well, I've been to myspace.com/thisiswolfgang. And I've checked them out.
I believe that's got all the information about him and his work.
Yeah, all his tour dates.
And the bears.
All on there.
Blimey. So there's no news now. Until Newsbeat at 5:45,
isn't it? That's right.
I just want to double check that because I did this earlier at the first half hour of Greg's show, sitting there talking, chatting away, and then someone nudged me and went, they're waiting to read the news. I had no idea.
I just want
to double check that Tulip's not up there.
She's not waiting.
I'm busting for the loo, waiting to read the news.
No.
Dave.
Hang on.
Dave, no yawning.
Hang on. The challenge isn't over when I yawn, though, is it?
No, but you'll get us yawning and everyone will yawn and that'll be really bad. It'll be bad. Stop it!
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for comic relief.
Hi!
Hour 12.
Hour 12.
Scott's yawning. He's been here an hour and a half.
Oh, do you want to hear something funny? So we've got these jingles that go off every hour, building the hours up. So I said to Fern, I looked over, I went, I'm queuing the jingle up. I went, Fern, hour 4. So she went, hey, hour 4. You're what? What? You're what, Chris? No, hour 4. Hour number 4, you dippy... Oh, hour 4. No, she thought I was it was some kind of game.
Got there in the end.
Like our kid. Right, so, what are we playing, Scott Mills?
We're playing Word Dissociation.
Yeah.
Everyone says a word. Your word is not allowed to have any connection to the last one at all. If you think someone else's word is connected to the last one, you buzz in. You say why. The one that doesn't speak will decide if you're right to buzz. The person who said the word gets a penalty point. 3 penalty points, you're out. Last one standing is the winner.
Right.
Easy.
So feel free to buzz. Even if it's a tenuous kind of link, then, you know, just go for it.
Do I lose a point if I buzz in and the one who doesn't speak says no?
No, so you can buzz as many times
as you want. So that's why you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what's the order then of...
Well, I'll start if you want and we'll just go around this way.
So there's no time limit?
No, you just got to keep going until someone...
So you, me, Becky, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Goat.
Hat.
Milkshake.
Chihuahua.
Tart. Like a cake.
I knew a Chihuahua once who was a bit of a tart.
Right.
They look the sort, don't
they,
sometimes?
They look the sort?
Some of them. They've got those eyes.
What does that even mean?
Well, they have some of their clothes. They look a bit like, oh.
You see the Chihuahuas at the zoo and you go...
Little tart.
Yeah.
Do you think they do look a bit?
I think some of them.
Yeah.
Look like.
I just want to go to a zoo where there's a chihuahua.
They don't have them in zoos.
It's a tarty chihuahua. One who doesn't speak. Do I get that? No.
No.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
You.
Shepherd.
Nose.
Balloon.
Peanut.
I wondered where you were going.
Bear.
Egg.
Ankle.
Wire.
Toothbrush.
Dog.
Samalina.
Cat.
Salopet.
Is that sticky stuff you put with your mouth?
Sellotape.
Present?
Carry on.
Monkey.
Mustache.
Umbrella.
Ooh. Soup.
Headphones.
Tricycle.
No, buzz.
What?
Because if you're riding your tricycle and listening to music, you'll be wearing headphones.
Yeah, but you know what? You shouldn't be riding a bike and listening to headphones because that would be bad because you need to be able to hear the traffic.
That's true. Quite a lot of people do.
Name three.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I can see how the listeners get irritated when you're on this game. Yeah. No when point. He doesn't speak, so all right.
Okay, we're fine.
Okay, all right.
You're finding this a lot easier than
do
I
you
thought.
Think?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play same time tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And it'll be jam. Marmalade. No, jam. No. Ah, no.
Toast.
Okay, Becky to start.
Marmalade.
Caravan.
No, Buzz.
Oh, turn no, it in.
Marmalade caravan.
If you say you people in caravans are my own marmalade, that's ridiculous.
Well, what else are you going to have for breakfast?
Right, do you know what?
No,
fine.
I know.
I'm going to get you on everything you say now and do what you
no
do.
No wonder people find you
yes
irritating.
Or no, when it doesn't speak. No, I get away with it. Fine. So caravan it is, Scott.
Rope.
Clam.
I'm waiting for you.
Video.
Now, that's a lie, because I know there are a few people at Radio 1, including Will Kinder, that subscribes to a video company.
No,
because he's into fish and, like, underwater. They have special cameras. No?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right, fine, sorry. One more go? Yes. I like this. So, is it me?
Yeah.
And it was...
You can fresh... You just go from...
Beginning.
Okay, tomato.
Leaf.
Badger.
Raindrop.
House.
Crate.
Seagull.
Road.
Cider.
Cigarette.
No, Buzz! They go together, alcohol and cigarettes.
No, not anymore. Not since the smoking ban.
That's right.
Oh,
you have to... No, it's...
If you're outside, they do.
In the beer garden.
Well, no, hang on. I think there was a time when they used to go together more.
3 years ago,
what
you could have had that.
The song, Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Oh, are you gonna give it to her? He's giving it to Becky.
Yes.
Oh, go on, you good girl.
If you do enough buzzing, eventually it pays
off. I'm saying that. Okay, so what word was it?
It
cigarette.
Was cigarette.
And so, Dave?
Hippopotamus.
Now I'm jumping in there, because at this zoo where I saw the tarty...
You saw a
chihuahua.
Smoking hippopotamus.
I saw hippopotamus. You know when you go and see the animals and then the big ones are never there?
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, I went around the back, sure enough, by the bins, having a fag. When he doesn't speak? Oh, come on!
Oh, he saw
it. No, smoking hippo.
All right, fine. So, hippopotamus, is it hippo?
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Becky? That's not me. No, I'm saying you're next in the thing, in the round.
Yeah.
Traffic lights.
Envelope.
Football.
Duck.
You are?
Duck.
Duck?
Yeah, as in quack quack. Not as in get down.
Fern cotton.
Aeroplane. I guess I didn't say bicycle.
Triangle.
Oh! Chris!
Yes.
Because aeroplanes disappear and the Bermuda Triangle.
That's
a great one.
You look how happy you are.
I am.
Also,
I like this city game.
Triangle would have been connected to bicycle had you said it, because the shape of a frame is a triangle. Also.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Do I get a point for that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Scott's got
2 points,
two points now. Yeah.
How many have I got?
None. We've all got none.
So do we win?
Well, Scott, the first person to get 3 is out, so... But we could be going on forever at this rate.
Yeah.
Should we just do it and just... Anything that Scott says, we just jump in?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, shall I start? Okay, I'm going to start with... Southampton.
Chav.
Buzz.
Oh, well, hello!
Oh.
Seriously? You think they're not associated?
Hometown Scott as well.
No.
How could you?
I didn't. Oops.
I don't want to go into great detail, but I think it's game over, right?
Yeah. Bye, bye.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Southampton.
Good luck when you go home next.
You've done gigs on that retail park.
He's not doing them anymore. I'm telling you.
We won't be able to get to Office World anymore.
No chance. That wasn't where I was thinking of. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And the weather, mainly dry tonight. Northern Scotland and Northern Ireland may get a few rainy patches. Wet in those areas tomorrow as well, but it should clear up as the day goes on. Dry in most other places.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Well done, Tulip.
Yay. Was it was brilliant.
Tulip, was that the first news beat you've ever done whilst on the red button?
With a camera right there in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole programme. Greg's occasionally got me to do the 3:30, but that's quite short. But yeah, that's the first one that I've had.
Greg's just been on Twitter, actually, saying you need to improve your posture.
Why does she lean over, Tulip?
I'm a bit hunched, aren't I?
Like a little bit.
Can we just have a little look around your Newsbeat studio, if that's okay? Because in the background, behind your head, there seems to be a snake.
Yes.
And in front of you to the right-hand side seems to be some kind of teddy, some other teddy or meerkat or something.
That's a meerkat.
Right.
A teddy.
But why?
It's like Serious News with crazy toys.
I don't know why these are here.
It's like News Round.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a...
It's like news from the broom cupboard.
There's a manky old cow that's gone to the ground.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Isn't it odd? It's not what you imagine Radio 1, is it?
No.
I don't know why they're here.
Are you done now? That's it. Do you get to go home?
I'm going
to
do the entertainment news at 6:30.
I knew that. Of course I did. What am I talking about? Bye.
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 This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Scott Mills for Comic Relief.
Hello!
Hour 12.
Yes.
I can't, no. 11 and a half hours we've been doing this show for, Dave.
Amazing, isn't it? How long have we got left then?
Scott's starting to flag already.
I know.
Since he started at 4.
Scott's done 2 hours, 3 minutes.
He's wondering if we've got any oxygen. Look at that face. Look at him. How good is he? I just had a shower.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
I smell better.
See, no, that's so unfair. Nice, I always smell good. I pride myself on smelling good.
You do want to come smell
and sniff
good.
Me? Now you smell come even sniff better.
Me. Come and sniff me. Come and sniff. Girlfriend, sniff this.
That is good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do always smell good, to be
fair. That's how I roll.
Same shirt, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because I rushed back for the end of the news beat, and I get to the studio, and they go, oh, yeah, we'll be about, I don't know, 2 more minutes, something like that. What? Anyway, so all good. So
I think I'm going to save my refreshing shower for a bit later when I'm starting to flag.
Do you want to know the secret? I rush back from my shower so quickly, I'm currently commando.
Are you?
Really?
It's good to know.
Oh, yeah, Becky.
That's nice.
Now you've got an image.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Do you want to sniff me again?
Oh, God.
Right. I don't know what that means.
No.
Next time
you know what? Whatever it means, no, thank you.
No.
Got your slippers on.
I know. I love my slippers.
Do you know, I nearly changed my trousers during that news beat break, because I thought maybe it's time. In our bedroom, I'm currently wearing jeans, but in our bedroom, I brought in two different pairs of what I would describe as leisure bottoms.
Leisure wear.
Yeah. And I thought that maybe I should get into them because they would be more comfortable for the nighttime.
It's comfort over style.
I think so.
Right. Well, next time you see me, I'm going to change my shirt for something.
Mr. Jam,
more evening
put some
attire.
Pants on.
No, I am wearing. I'm wearing jeans. It's not like I'm naked from the waist down. It's not like this. Hello. Mm. Not that. I mean, it is obviously, but you know what I mean.
But not now.
I'm just currently trying to
give me time.
Plan what we have for our tea. Is dim sum a good idea?
Yes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I'm very excited about this next feature.
Okay.
So am I, because I'm taking part.
We could make a fortune, especially if Becky spits in Dave's face.
I don't want that to happen.
I do.
Might wake you up.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, if you play the music, I'll do the intro.
Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. Innuendo Bingo, the jewel.
Ooh. Have you got a voiceover agent?
No.
You'd be good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I don't think I could keep that up for long, though. Okay, so...
Innuendo Bingo!
Here we are. So, Becky and Dave are now sat opposite each other. You can watch this online or on your red button.
Beautiful.
Okay, and they're both going to put some water in their mouths, and then they will hear some clips of innuendo. They're all classic ones that we've played before,
but
they're brilliant.
Oh, no. Please tell me the Cliff Richard one isn't in there.
The Cliff one isn't there.
Good.
Okay.
So you're here. Going to get drenched if that was the case.
And also, Becky says that she's never been soaked before.
Dave, have you ever heard the Cliff one?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, can we put that one in as well, please?
Oh, you got it now. Now you've got to.
Okay, we'll do it.
We are going to raise a fortune in the next 10 minutes.
We need to. Come on. If you find this funny, then text Chris to 70011. Okay, the challenge is to keep the water in your mouth. Obviously, if you spit it out, it will go over the other person. Okay, so take the water in your mouths.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice and... There's a good mouthful there.
Oh, this is going to go all over the place. I love this.
It's not even funny yet, Becky. Yeah. Not even funny yet. Okay. Now, the first clip... Right, compose yourselves, otherwise it's going to go wrong.
First, spit at him. Oh! Hang on!
Already?
Have you gone already, Becky?
Oh. Hang on, she spat early. Nothing's even...
Dave, you swallowed! Dave, no. Come on!
Yeah, but that's fine because she nearly spat.
All right, start. All right, stop. Start again.
Okay.
Compose yourselves, get
take
a fresh...
Some fresh water.
Yeah,
fresh
take some water. Fresh water, get a mouthful of, okay. And then we'll play the game.
What is
what?
Funny?
What's happened? How can you do it already? I didn't say... What did I say?
Nothing funny.
I said nothing. Get a grip, so love.
Tough. Right. She just spat all... I'm not kidding. She just
sorry,
spat
Dave,
all
sorry.
Over me.
Right.
Sorry. All over.
Okay, we haven't even started the game.
Okay.
Text the word Chris to 70011 if this is funny, and we're going to make a fortune.
Yeah. Okay, right. Sorry, so, Dave, fresh water, please.
Right.
And let's play the...
Take
first.
A mouthful of water, Dave. Oh, Becky, you do the same. We will not say anything innuendo.
James.
Right, Gabe, get on with it, Dave. I know we're on for 58 hours, but Scott's going out tonight. He's training with the army.
Okay.
And some big men coming round to hurt him.
Here's some our first bit of innuendo bingo.
And is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before.
There you go! There you go! Becky!
Hang on, let me get this straight. Right, so for good causes, I'm basically sitting here while Becky spits water all over my jeans.
Yes. Saving Africa, that's all you're doing. Okay, taking the kids.
As long as I'm doing my bit.
All right.
Okay, the next one, water please.
Hang on, can I just say, I'm going to text myself because I'm watching this and this is funny. Okay. All right, I'm going to text the word Chris to 70011 because this is genius.
Can everybody please give some money?
70011.
Think of my jeans.
Chris. Yeah. If you don't give money to Comic Relief, give it to James Dave's wardrobe.
Yeah. Okay, right. Ready for the next bit?
Yes.
Okay. Water, please.
Fresh mouthful of water there, Becky.
And here is Dave talking to Joe Wiley on a train.
We're a bit worried, actually, because when we came down on the train yesterday, it was raining most of the way down, and we just thought it was going to be a washout. But at the risk of jinxing it all, and I'm touching wood everywhere...
No,
oh, no, there's another clip for Scott. At the risk of jinxing it all, and I'm touching wood everywhere...
Oh, they did all right.
They did good.
Well held.
I've never found myself funny. I can sit through that. It's not a problem.
All right. More water, please.
More water, please. Have you found Cliff, by the way?
Okay, that's good, all right.
Oh, no.
Now, that's going to come last. Mm-hmm. Pardon the expression. Seriously? Stop. You've got to be kidding me.
Right, I'm just going to go and get my phone. I'll be back in a minute.
Get your phone, get an umbrella.
Thanks, Edith.
Edith's going to go and text this... Becky proper goes. Yeah. She
I'm
proper
so
blows,
sorry.
Didn't she?
Oh, yeah. She really does. When she blows, she really blows.
It's like that... It's like a cartoon. All right.
Okay. Oh. Ready? New water.
I've got it all over my face. That's not even Dave's, that's mine.
New water,
that's
please.
Myself.
New water, please.
You should get those Macs that they have for the log flume.
What's it, Scott?
New water, please.
There you are, that's nice. Right, get a fresh mouthful, you kids.
I'm onto my second cup.
What can I tell you?
Okay, so, you got the water in? Mm. All good? Mm-hmm. Becky?
Just letting Edith back.
What's that number again?
70011. Text the word Chris. Fresh mouthful of water. Come on, Dave,
okay,
come on,
here
Becky.
We go. And here is Jamie Oliver talking about going to the White House.
What? Really?
What's funny?
This one is amazing.
Oh, you only heard this? Right, okay. You remember this?
Oh, my God. Before you've even played it, she spits all over me.
Becky, can I just say, by the way, if you can laugh, when you do laugh, you bend over and you're spitting into the bucket. If you just go forward, you'll spit in Dave's face.
No, don't.
And I will text all night long for comic relief if that happens.
I've got to be in these. No.
Just pack it in. You can sit in your pants in the middle of the night. Who's going to know? Right. Fresh mouth of water, please.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is a good one, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Feel free to just let
do
it
you know
out
what, Becky?
Me.
I can't wait.
Right.
Okay.
All right, take a big gob full of water, you two.
And now over to Jamie Oliver, and here he is talking about going to the White House.
today for me feels like a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed, Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door, really. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Cheers, buddy.
All over his face! For him and Godfrey got Edith!
Oh, this is my favourite one.
Oh, man.
Okay. Okay, one more.
Do you know, I think I preferred it when you aimed for my jeans.
Okay, sorry.
I don't think this is what Richard Curtis had in mind, but listen.
No, it's fine. It's anything working. That raises money, you know?
All right.
Okay, last one. Come on,
last
Dave.
Last one.
No, it's fine. I'm enjoying myself.
Water, please.
Okay. See, okay. If I was Dave, I'd just spit in Becky's face anyway.
He's
I can't believe
polite.
It.
Too polite.
Yeah, he is. Look at that. Edith's now got a raincoat on.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Get a mouthful of water, Dave.
Ready?
Get a gobful, Becky, love.
Right. And here is Cliff Richard talking about Elvis.
What?
Just
stop
Becky's
it!
It's gone already!
It's 'cause you've heard it before.
Yeah. Poor Dave.
We're the only thing on Radio 1 right now, and we're on the red button!
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is also unfair. Becky's heard all the things. As soon as you mention it, she spits on me.
Mm-hmm.
Text the word Chris to 70011.
Okay.
Saving Africa.
Here is
hang on.
And places in the UK.
Dave's protecting himself with Greg's pink shirt from earlier.
Well, what a way to do it. Mm. Okay, so.
So here.
Mouthful, Dave. Get it in your mouth.
Okay.
Get it in your mouth, Becky. Get it in your mouth and close your mouth.
Here's Cliff Richard talking about Elvis.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis. I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Dave managed to keep it in. He did
all
right.
Well done.
So did Becky. Well done. That is innuendo bingo at its very, very best. I've got to be honest with you.
So who wins that exactly?
I think we were the winners. I really do.
Yeah.
Wow.
As long as that results in a significant contribution to our pot.
I hope so.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Is this any use for you, Scott, right? I said Keith Chegwin should cover it, doing We Were Born This Way, hey, right?
Yeah.
And I found out to you about this. He recorded it and he sent it in and we haven't played it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bit of behind the scenes. In fact, it was Reece going, Keith Chegwin, we've got a copy of the Mirror, I'm going to loo. So I thought that'd be funny.
Does he steal yours as well? Because he steals my Heat magazine.
He steals our Daily Star.
Exactly.
I can't read it after he's taken it to
the
room.
I can't. I always feel a bit dirty. I don't want to touch it.
He comes in.
Can't open the pages.
You've got a copy of the Mirror. I went, oh, don't take it to the toilet. And he gets offended. But it's like, that's, well, you know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Half 11 every day.
Yeah. Never touch the office of copy of Heat magazine, by the way. Never touch.
You can set your watch by him.
Yeah, you can.
No, you really can.
Anyway.
Hello, viewers, by the way. If you're watching the red button, we've got a little treat for you. If everybody watches the screen in the studio and everybody watching at home or wherever you're watching, here's some of Becky's highlights from earlier on in the show. Let's take a look at those. Here we go. There she is there. There's Becky. Let's have a slow-mo.
Slow motion innuendo bingo.
It's just Dave's face. It made me smile.
And again, Becky, here we go. And there she blows right in Dave's face. Saving Africa. Saving Africa. That's what we're doing. And let's have another one. And
I think that was the one that hit Edith, who was sat about like, 2 metres away.
That was a big one. And here comes another one right in Dave's mush. Let's go. Oh, no.
That was
I was being polite on that one. I just went...
Just on the jeans.
You aim for the jeans.
Yeah. We've got to put that as a video highlight so far. You know.
Sorry, Dave.
That's all right. You know, I feel that I'm doing my bit for good causes and whatnot.
Well done. That was very funny, you two. And I reckon we've probably just earned a lot more money.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Right, got more music coming up after we get the latest entertainment news with Tulip. What?
Do we do news at 6:30?
That's the wrong one.
The one really?
I put in there for you.
Oh, did you change it?
Sorry.
Is this serious news or fun news?
It doesn't matter.
Is this entertainment news?
It is entertainment
news.
Fun news.
Yeah,
but I was playing a serious news jingle.
It's news, but fun.
Yeah, fun news.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine.
It's kind of like the lighter end of news.
Oh, we can't find it.
I wouldn't worry.
Where did you put it?
Sing it.
Hang on a second. Hang on, Tulip. I'm really sorry.
I can sing it.
It's quite all right.
Do,
that's a serious one.
Oh,
fun one.
How does the fun one go, Tulip?
Entertainment news. It's entertainment news. Entertainment news with Tulip. Entertainment news. Entertainment news.
Feel free to find
entertainment news.
He doesn't know.
Entertainment news. Entertainment news
on your page.
Entertainment news. Entertainment news
with Tulip Mazunda.
There you go. Do you want the real...
I wouldn't worry. No. I think the moment's passed.
You know, any sort of fun-sounding track, Pete but not song. The one you just played, is great.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, God.
All right. We'll do entertainment news. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yay. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is it from me tonight. I'm going to go home to bed.
Ah!
Natalie's here tomorrow for the Big Five with Fern and Chris and Dave, who will have been awake for a very long time by then.
Winning.
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 Hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag tulip. Hashtag flower. Smell. Fragrant. Nice. Home. Bed. Cookies.
Bye.
You like that? Is that tulip?
The craziness continues. Yes, that was very good, actually.
All right, thanks. I like that entertainment news. Welcome.
I've got a new total.
Oh, no,
really?
Don't.
Oh, I do.
Oh, well, hang on a sec. Do you want to hear it, tulip?
Yes.
No, she just doesn't care. She wants to go
home.
No,
I've been watching closely.
All right, go on. Get out of it.
Previously, I told you that the total was £157,704, which all goes to Comet Relief.
Yes.
Does this include innuendo bingo?
I don't know. I don't think
I didn't just
does.
Want to be like Elvis. I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found it I was inside him.
Thanks, Cliff. Sir Cliff. The new total is... This is brilliant.
Really?
£179,950.
Wow. Yeah, beat that, good. Pudsey Bear.
Thank you very much.
Wowzers.
That's brilliant.
That's immense, isn't
How
it?
How much is it? Let me write that down.
179,950.
Yeah. 950. That's great. So, I tell you what, that's how long are we on with Mr. Jam for? 2 hours?
Yes.
I reckon we might hit 180.
I reckon.
Reach for the stars.
Think we might do it. That's right. I'm telling you. Oh, that is good.
Really good.
And because of all the people who texted and said thank you, let's play our Charlie Sheen song.
I'm a total freaking rock star from Mars. Billy, come on, bro. I got talking blood. Billy, you bottle my brains and be like, dude, can't handle it. Went there, everywhere. I've got a list. Got me sore this. From the epic win to the desperate that win this. Chicken nugget. Billy, bubblegum. Billy, pretending to text to avoid someone. Epic. Billy, slow dancing. Billy, slow pantsing. Billy, breaking the rules.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted...
Adonis blood, Billy, violent love, Billy, giving needed women caresses and hugs, Billy, childbirth.
Him. I'd like to have woken up and found it I was inside him.
Duh. Winning. I'm a total freaking rock star from Mars. Billy, come on, bro. I got talking blood. Billy, you bottle my brain and be like, dude, can't handle it. Went there.
He's great, isn't he?
Ooh. Yeah.
I think you know when you went and did that TV show, Living with the Huff? Hello. It's there on a plate.
Yeah. Living with Sheen.
Hey there, this is Charlie, the Warlock Sheen, giving a big shout out to Chris Moyles.
Hi.
And Zero Comedy Dave.
Hello. No,
Charlie, we haven't got time for you. I'll tell you this, Scott.
Do you know, he would make Hasselhoff look quite normal and down to earth, wouldn't he?
I would love to do that.
How about you introduce the Hoff to the Sheen? The Hoff.
I bet they must have met.
The Sheen.
They must have.
I don't think Hollywood could cope.
It's a volatile combination, isn't it?
Hollywood would implode. Oh,
I wouldn't like that much.
Hello, Hoff Sheen. Yeah, hashtag Hoff Sheen. Sheen Hoff, Hoff Sheen, hashtag Hoff Sheen, Sheen Hoff.
Oh, or do the trilogy and do Hoff Sheen and also Steven Seagal.
Oh, there you are.
That's what you
throw
want.
Throw Paul O'Grady in the middle of it. That'd be brilliant.
I think the Hoff is in town. We should get him in.
Let's get him into, I've never met him.
I've never met him.
What do you mean you think he's in town?
Well,
you know he's in town, don't you?
Know.
How do you know? Do you know? Are you meeting up with him? Are you going to army training with the Hoff tonight?
No.
Are you seeing him tonight?
No.
You seeing him tomorrow?
Maybe.
Have you made plans? Is he staying at yours?
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.